What did you think of Brett's two-minute drill on Saturday, considering he wasn't with much front-line guys, he wasn't with a lot of second-team guys, he had a lot of young guys that he had to manage. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job of managing that. It's obviously an offensive drill. There were probably a couple pressures there he may not have gotten away from, but he did a good job of finding guys that were open in the scramble drill especially, and then really impressed with the last throw, the touchdown pass he made at the end there. Perfect read by him. He was in good rhythm with his feet. Saw the coverage and found the weak spot, which is positive.
If you were to freeze the film from a year ago and watch that, then watch what you've seen from camp, where do you think the biggest growth has come for Brett this game?
Just a knowledge of the system, I think, of the adjustments and everything that come in with our scheme. But he's made great strides. But to me, it's his footwork. And his feel for the rhythm of the pass game and where his feet need to be and how it dictates where he is in his progression. He's really starting to trust his feet and working through progressions with the proper footwork. That's probably the biggest strides he's made.
It's based on what we saw at practice today. It looks like Aaron got it on play Thursday. The prep was taking the runs, and I don't know what your guys' approach is going forward, but Aaron hasn't played a lot in the preseason since about 2013. How do you make sure, maybe you guys started a little slow last year. What are you guys doing in camp that maybe we won't see on the preseason field to make sure Aaron and the offense kind of hits the ground running?
Yeah, I think it's practice. Practice ultimately. Is where all that work gets done off the field, on the field, but not in a game situation. A lot of that's dictated by how we're doing offensively. I think that if we struggled offensively in camp, maybe they'd play more in the preseason. But I think Coach has a great feel where we are, within our scheme and how our guys are performing in the system. And I think a lot of that dictates how much the guys have to play or not play in the preseason. But for Aaron's, in his case, going into year 13, we go through this every year. Aaron's going to get himself ready to play in the opener, regardless of how much he plays in the preseason. He'll be ready.
How much are you able to communicate with Brett and kind of give him pointers throughout the offseason when he's away, when he's not here?
Well, we're not supposed to talk to him in the offseason, the CBA, so we have to wait till we get him back in here. Everything that we do in the offseason, we kind of wait for them to get back, and then we tell them that here's the adjustments or the changes we're making or the things we're going to emphasize this year. So really not a communication, just a, hey, how you doing, where are you, how's your offseason going? That's about as far as it can go.
Alex, I think Taysom had a season in college where he ran for like 1,300 yards. And so for a guy that has that type of ability outside the pocket, is that something you're kind of eager to see on Thursday when he gets into a scenario where that can actually happen?
Oh, it's going to happen. It's a preseason football, so there's a lot of guys that are out there for the first time with big eyes, and we're prepping them right now about running. Hey, if you get the opportunity and things break down, use your legs. That's another weapon for us. So it's definitely something that'll be emphasized, especially in these preseason games.
On him, he does throw a little bit sidearm at times. Is that a concern, or would you like to eventually fix that, but there's only so much time you can –
Yeah,
you can't put too much on a young guy, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough. A lot of those you look for when you evaluate quarterbacks. Can they change your arm angles? Aaron does it quite frequently. If you're throwing a check down to the right, sometimes you got to drop your arm and get it around linemen. Generally, you like to see that up a little higher. The throws you're talking about, I think, were more right throws where he's sliding in through the pocket and just dropping his arm angles. Like I said, that's something that we look for. If you can drop the arm angle and make an accurate throw, that's a good thing. Now, you don't want to throw that way every time, obviously, but there are times when it's called for.
Alex, do you get with the younger quarterbacks practice changing plays based on the defense at all during the preseason, or is that just something you just do in practice?
No, that'll carry over to games. We're running our offense, and if it requires a play change, then, we expect them to get that done.
Is the fact that Joe Callahan can extend the play and seems to always know, where his options are, in his greatest strength?
Yes, I think so. I think Joe's ability to move on the run, get out of the pocket, and then throw accurately on the run, I think is definitely a strength of Joe's. He does a great job. He's very accurate, especially when he's on the move.
What types of advantages or disadvantages have there been for the quarterbacks working with some running backs that are pretty new to pass protection during camp so far?
Well, you guys, that's one thing we'll talk about as well. We got young backs in there for the first time. We have to over-communicate everything and make sure that those guys understand who they're responsible for. you know, as the season goes on, obviously there's more than you know, the quarterback play that you're not going to have that time. But, you know, if you want to be protected, you know, just to reassure that, hey, you got that guy to that guy, right? You know, so we'll be communicating a lot with those young guys and just making sure everybody's on the same page.
Alex, did you ever, during your time as a backup, did you ever get the start of a preseason game where maybe Jim Kelly didn't play?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I played, I'm trying to think, going back in against Philly way back when, I think I played three quarters in the fourth game as a number three quarterback, and I was probably, you know, a good 10 years older than everybody else in the huddle. It was towards the end of my career. So, yeah, it's fun. You get that opportunity. You want to make the most of it.
I mean, I know you guys feel really good about who Brett is and what he's capable of, but and he said, you know, we're not thinking about last year, the opportunity missed, but is it, I mean, are you really excited to kind of get another look at him after what he did in the first year and everything being washed away last year the way it was?
Yes, absolutely. I'm excited for Brett to get some action. You know, it's been a long time for him to get into, you know, game reps where he's going to be playing extensively, not in just a four-minute situation where we're burning the clock out. So it'll be big for him. It's going to be a big preseason. I know he's preparing like, you know, like he's a starter this week, and we'll get him out there and hopefully get him a lot of playing time in this preseason to catch up from last year.
The most important thing you're looking for there is just moving the ball, getting it, scoring points, or are there other things that you're more tuned into?
Really just operating within the system, you know, making the checks that he needs to make, any protection adjustments that need to be made. And then after that, just the rhythm of the feet and staying on this, you know, in his time clock and working progressions. And I think he's done a really good job of that. I know this last week, been really proud of the way he's practiced. I think he's taken a big step starting last week in the night practices. You know, I've seen some more urgency. He's playing fast right now. He's playing with confidence. So I'm excited to see it roll over to the preseason.
Are there higher expectations if he is working with the starters because he doesn't have to worry about the pass protection so much or adjustments? Do you expect more out of him if he's in those situations?
I expect more out of him every time he's out there. You know, it's not a matter of who he's with. You know, he still needs to operate within the system and move the ball down the field. So that doesn't really, you know, come into play with me.
Alex, is there a fringe benefit to having 12 as your scout team quarterback today and tomorrow? Like, he had the deep ball to Yancey today. He had a deep ball to Crockett, I think. Like, especially for those two kids, I'm guessing. But just in general, what kind of benefits come from having him run the scout
team? Yeah, I think you're stressing the defense. You know, that's the biggest thing. You know, he doesn't always stay on script. He doesn't always throw to the guy that's circled. You know, he plays the whole field, and that keeps guys in coverage on the whole field. So it's probably more stressful for those guys. The other thing with them, when he plays the scout team, he doesn't – he'll make throws he may not make in a game just to see if he can squeeze it in a real small window. So it challenges him to make some really tough throws, and he showed that today.